The notes on the page were written by a young professional still carving out his reputation. His name was Johann Sebastian Bach. But the hands delivering this performance are those of an artist who only released his first recording of Bach's music at the beginning of his seventh decade. His name is Nelson Freire. Nelson Freire brings elegance and poetry to the English Suite No. 3, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, a part of WGBH. There are some musicians whose interpretations of Bach's music bursts from the stage and recording studio with a spark of youthful inspiration. And then there are those musicians whose Bach interpretations develop quietly over years. For Nelson Freire, it was only in 2015 that he released his first recording devoted to Bach, and you'll hear part of it in the next hour. Also on the program is the cantata No. 37, Wer da gläubet und getauft wird, der wird selig werden, or Whoever Believes and is Baptized Shall Be Blessed. You'll find a translation of that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Here's a short transcription by Alexander Salotti of Bach's Prelude in G minor. But don't let the word short fool you. It's filled with mystery and drama in this performance by pianist Nelson Freire here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. Alexander Solotti was a student of both Liszt and Tchaikovsky, and you can hear their darkly romantic influence in his transcription of Bach's Prelude in G Major, performed here by Nelson Frera. And more from Nelson Frera is still ahead. For his cantata No. 37, Bach more or less avoided drama. Wer da gläubet und getauft wird, der wird selig werden, or whoever believes and is baptized shall be blessed, written to celebrate the ascension of Jesus after Easter, begins with a choral setting of those words, which are spoken by Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. In his notes for Boston's Emmanuel Music, composer John Harbison writes that the piece is about a route to transcendence. Sonority, the glow of A major, the even flow of unremarkable elements in equilibrium, is enough to set this cantata in motion. A tenor soloist expands on the idea of belief as a gift, singing that when he inscribed me in the book of life, he bestowed this jewel on me. And that's followed by a duet that symbolizes, through variations on a chorale tune, the believer's union with the divine, through the words, "Your son has betrothed himself to me. He is my beloved, and I am his bride." A bass soloist then asks, "You mortals, do you long with me to gaze upon the face of God?" And answers that immediately with, "Faith creates the wings of the soul so that it may soar to heaven." Remember, you can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is Bach's cantata No. 37 featuring soprano Sibylla Rubens, alto Bernhard Landauer, tenor Christoph Bregardien, and bass Klaus Mertens. Tone Koopman directs the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir here on the Bach Hour.
das Pfand der Liebe, die Jesus für die Seinen hegt. Der Glaube ist das Pfand der Liebe, rat ihr bloß aus Liebestriebe, da ihr ins Lebensbuch mich schrieben, mir dieses Klein und Eigen. Liebestriebe, da ihr ins Lebensbuch mich schriebe, mir dieses Klein und beigelegt, dies Klein und mir dieses Klein und der Glaube ist das Pfand der Liebe, die Jesus für die Seinen hebt. Der Glaube ist das Pfand der Liebe, die Jesus für die Seinen hebt.
Sterblichen verlanget ihr mit mir, das Antlitz Gottes anzuschauen, so dürft ihr nicht auf gute Werke bauen, denn ob sich wohl ein Christ muss in den guten Werken üben, weil es der ernste Wille Gottes ist. So macht der Glaube doch allein, dass wir vor Gott gerecht und selig sein. Der Glaube schafft, der Seele flügelt, dass sie sich in ihm schwingt. Der Glaube schafft, der Seele flügelt, dass sie sich in den Himmel schwingt, in den Himmel schwingt, dass sie sich in den Himmel schwingt. Die Taufe ist das Gnadensiegel, das uns den Segen Gottes bringt. Die Taufe ist das Gnadensiegel, das uns den Segen Gottes bringt. Ein Sieger Christ, und daher heißt ein Sieger Christ, der gläubet und getauft ist. Und daher heißt ein Sieger Christ, daher heißt ein Sieger Christ, der gläubet und getauft.
The cantata number 37 by Bach in a performance by the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir, directed by Toon Koopman. The soloists included soprano Sibylla Rubens, alto Bernhard Landauer, tenor Christoph Pregardian, and bass Klaus Mertens. The duet at the heart of that cantata is based on the chorale tune How Brightly Shines the Morning Star. And here's an organ prelude Bach wrote on that same tune, performed by Christopher Herrick. Thank you. a chorale prelude on How Brightly Shines the Morning Star, performed by Christopher Herrick at the Metzler Organ in Zofingen, Switzerland. Nelson Frere began playing the piano at the age of 3 and has been on concert stages since 1957. But it was only in 2015 that he released his first recording devoted to Bach. It includes several transcriptions that highlight the Brazilian pianist's trademark warmth of tone and interpretive insight, but those same qualities come through in the works Bach originally wrote for harpsichord. Here's one of them. Nelson Frere is the pianist in the English Suite No. 3 here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
In its review of this performance, Gramophone magazine cited a compelling urgency in the prelude and gavottes that have a delicious spring in their step. That was Nelson Ferreira in the English Suite No. 3, a part of the Brazilian pianist's first recording devoted to Bach. Even though Bach apparently wrote his English suites as a fairly young man, he was already collecting pieces in groups of six. It's a habit that would continue in his cello suites, more of his keyboard suites, and in the Brandenburg concertos. Here's the second of those pieces, performed by the Dunedin Consort.
Thank you.
That's the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 in a performance by the Dunedin Consort, directed by John Butt. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.